Good morning. It's pleasure. It's nice to be here again, and thank you for inviting me. I will be speaking today about the case of the Chinese publishing house in Poland, and I hope that can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfect. Thank you.
This is one of the cases that is included in the report that I'm now producing for Synopsis Project, and there will be some more general chapters and some case studies, and this is one of the case studies that illustrates the situation in Poland. I will also have a presentation. So the title of the presentation is Money, Greed, and Propaganda, and in the course of the presentation, I hope that I will be able to explain why the title is as it is. The presentation is divided into three parts. The first part is about the publishing operations. There is a little bit of delay between what I say and the slides. I will start with describing the object of today's presentation. This is about Marszałek Publishing Group, and Marszałek Publishing Group is a kind of the holding that is including the fully owned Chinese publishing house in Poland named Time Marszałek Group. Time Marszałek Group is a limited liability company that was acquired by Anhui Publishing Group in 2013 from Adam Marszałek. And this is the part of the group of the companies that are related to each other, but not in a formal way. The pivotal person that connects all the entities, including Marszałek Publishing Group, is Mr. Adam Marszałek, who is the sole owner of the Adam Marszałek Publishing House and who is the representative of the Time Marszałek Group. And he also, the third entity in the group is the Grado, the publishing house that is the sole proprietorship of Joanna Marszałek Kaba, who is the daughter of Adam Marszałek. The publishing group, it must be highlighted that the publishing group is not only devoted to selling Chinese books or promoting Chinese books. The offering of the publishing house is much more varied, but as for the international partners, the Chinese publishing houses constitute the key and the most important group of the partners. And what is important, and that will be important also in the further part of the presentation, is in spite of the weak formal ties, all these entities and other entities that are not listed here, but because they are not involved in the Chinese book selling and distribution, they are strongly connected by personal relationships, not only with Adam Marszałek as an owner and a pivotal person, but also they share the staff, they have the joint distribution of books, joint channels of distribution, and they cooperate in the area of books promotion. And why the Marszałek Publishing Group? This is definitely the largest publishing house in Poland that publishes Chinese books in terms of the titles published, not in terms of the volumes of books sold or not in the terms of revenues, but in terms of the titles published and distributed. And unfortunately, among the books published by this publishing house, there is a strong representation of books that we could call as propaganda books. And I will give you some examples now. These are the books that have been selected by Marszałek Publishing Group staff for printing and the distribution in 2019. These are not yet published books. What we have here are the books that are mentioned in the financial statements of the Marszałek of the Time Marszałek Group. And these books were to be printed and published by Time Marszałek Group. This is the company that is, I repeat, this is the fully owned Chinese publishing house in Poland with the Chinese management board. And the only person who is from Poland there is Adam Marszałek, who is the representative of the company. The first of those books, for example, was The Diverse and Harmonious Chinese Religions by Ye Xiao Wen, who is the former head of the Office for Religious Affairs and the United Front Link official. He currently is vice chairman of the Committee for Learning and Culture and Historical Data of the National Committee of the Chinese Political Consultative Conference. So this is the person who was strongly involved in the propaganda work before, and his book was selected for publishing in Poland. The next book is Governing China in the New Era by Li Jianzhou, who is a very interesting person as he's the vice chairman of the China Society for Human Rights Studies. This society is devoted not to the studies of the idea or the concept of human rights, but is rather interested in supporting and justifying what Chinese authorities do in different parts of China or in different areas of the human rights in China. For example, this society was strongly involved in supporting Xi Jinping's policies in Xinjiang. And one of the other planned books was 60 Years of Human Rights Reconstruction in China. This is also the book that was work of the former official from the propaganda department who worked in Tibet and who worked in Shanghai government. As I said, these are the books that are planned for publishing, and I hope that they will not be finally published and released. But also in the past, we can see several books that were heavy on propaganda that were in the portfolio of Marszałek Publishing Group. One of the most sad examples, I must say, was the book by two anonymous authors, actually, because they are named as Lawrence Paul and Alexander Dalrymple. Nobody knows who these people actually are. And the book was The Uyghur Enigma, Discovery via Kadir, which was the, as the promotional blurb describes, the life of the Rabia Kadir, and it was published to discredit the leader of the Uyghur movement. The book was distributed in Poland under the English title, and distributed in English language version. Some of those books were also distributed in Australia as a part of the CPC efforts to discredit the Uyghur leader in other countries. Another book, that was a series of the books, was the Core Socialist Values Collection. This is the book that is co-sponsored and co-sponsored by CPC related authorities, as the main person behind this book is Han Zhen, the party secretary at Beijing Foreign Studies University. And the whole series was about to increase the China's soft power around the world, to tell the CPC story well. In one of the books, for example, I had the pleasure to read those books. In one of those books devoted to rule of law, we could find the information that China has already achieved a major success in human rights build-up and human rights protection, and that the constitution has a paramount position in the Chinese legal system. The book praises the efforts of CPC leadership to strengthen the rule of law and so on and so forth. Yesterday, we had an excellent presentation and discussion about how China tries to project its vision of the human rights. And actually, this book, one of the part of the collection, is an example how it works in Poland. And the question could be why? Why the Polish publishing house, who is involved in many other areas of publishing, that because it must be highlighted, neither the Adam Marszałek Publishing House nor other entities that belong to the Marszałek Publishing Group, they are not only involved in publishing the propaganda. So these entities, these publishing houses, are publish a lot of other scholar books, academic books, sometimes the book for the wider audience. So the natural question is why? And unfortunately, fortunately, the answer is very simple. All this is about money. As we could remember the famous saying by Michael Douglas as Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. And actually, this is natural that some people, some organizations find it beneficial to cooperate with Chinese entities and to earn on selling propaganda. According to Mr. Marszałek, selling books is just like any other business. And these are his own words. Here I would like to say that I had the pleasure to have an interview with Mr. Adam Marszałek before preparing these materials and in the course of producing these materials. And it was a very interesting discussion, very interesting interview, and I'm very grateful for Mr. Adam Marszałek that he agreed for this meeting and for the interview. The information from this interview are included in this in the presentation and will be included later in the work. So, as I said, the basic motive for publishing Chinese books by Mr. Adam Marszałek is money, is business. Adam Marszałek is the business person with the strong acumen for doing business in different areas, in real estate, in other areas, and books are just one part of his business. So what drives him to publish Chinese books is the subsidies that he receives from the Chinese publishing houses for publishing the selected titles. And in terms of the Poland and in terms of the cost of publishing books, these amounts are quite high. That of course, the people from other countries could look different upon these numbers, but we know how much the publishing of the book costs in Poland. So the subsidy for publishing one books, such as Huan Wei Ping's, the Future Without Losers, was reportedly to receive $18,000 for six books to be published in cooperation with China Renmin University Press. Time Marszałek Groups was supposed to receive over $124,000. And when we look at these numbers and compare to the revenues that Time Marszałek Groups receives, because we don't know nothing about the revenues of Wydawnictwo Adam Marszałek. Wydawnictwo Adam Marszałek operates as the sole proprietorship, and the finances are not revealed publicly. However, Time Marszałek Group is a limited liability company that publishes the financial statements. So only these two subsidies, if they were paid in full by the Chinese side, because these are just the subsidies declared, not necessarily paid in full, would constitute all more than half of the TMG's total revenues in 2019. So that's how it is important. And now, as I said before, all these entities are not formally interconnected. They are much more the group of the entities that cooperates together, but they have the shared staff and they have some shared operations. So the money from the subsidies that TMG, Time Marszałek Group, receives is in some way distributed into the people and organizations that operates within the whole Marszałek Publishing Group. It's not revealed usually how much money Chinese publishing houses provide for publishing their books. However, we got one glimpse in one of the financial statements published by the Time Marszałek Group. There is an information that in the first 2 months of 2019, over $1,000 were actually remitted to the Time Marszałek Group from the partners in Beijing. Probably it was Renmin University Press. And this amount roughly corresponds to 40%, around 40% of the annual revenues also revealed in the financial statements. So this shows how big role in the operations of Time Marshall Group the play the subsidies from the Chinese partners. And some more numbers. The Time Marshall Group brings losses, and this is the business that is supported by APG, by Anhui Publishing Group, and the Anhui Publishing Group has been covering the losses for many years. The cover losses are now were at the end of 2018 at the amount of around $200,000. In 2019 was the first year when TMG recorded the profit. And when we talk about the subsidies, when we remember how big was the amount for a couple of books, it should be understood that, for example, in 2019, TMG published 28 books. In 2017, 24 books. In 2018, 22. So all these subsidies are received from the Chinese partners and then distributed, and then for the shared employees and for the joint operations. Getting close to the end, Adam Marszał is an important person in the Polish world, that in the Polish academia circles, and people related to the Chinese studies and to the Chinese business. So his influence is not only important from the point of view of publishing, but also from the point of view of his activities. And I will go briefly, very briefly, as my time is close to end, about what he's doing. First of all, both their publishing houses are the members of the China-led alliances of publishing houses and publishers. For example, BRI, Academic Publishing Alliance, that operates under State Council Information Office and Ministry of Education currently. And another one is the China CEC Publishing Association. All these associations are not only the publishers' associations, but they also organize the events, and they build a narrative that is supposed to support China, to tell the Chinese story well, to bring the views of the CPC to the other countries, to the other audiences. Another important thing is that Adam Marszałek is also asked by Chinese media to give interviews and to participate in an events that support the CPC's official view. For example, in March 2020, Marszałek prized the efficiency in the interview for CCTV. Marszałek prized the efficiency of the Chinese authorities in curbing COVID and in fighting the epidemic and disease. Unfortunately, Adam Marszałek also participates in those kind of activities and supports the CPC's views, and he also maintains the relations with other Chinese outlets like Global Times and Xinhua, Zhenmin Zhibao. In his efforts, he receives and support from the Chinese embassy, and he maintains the close relationship and cooperation with the Chinese embassy. But he also receives the support from the Polish embassy. So it's not only like he's supported only by the Chinese side, but in spite of the profile of his activities, he also can count on the support from the Polish authorities. And the very important dimension of Marszałek Publishing Group operations and Adam Marszałek personal involvement is that he is involved in several initiatives that include Polish scientists, Polish researchers, on China and on other Asian countries. For example, he is the chairman of the Asia Pacific Society that publishes Asia Pacific Yearbook, one of the long-term outlets that many Polish sinologists have had their articles published. And The society organizes the International Asian Congress. This is one of the largest events in Poland that gathers researchers, business people, and other people, people from other circles related to China. And this event is in some part sponsored by the Ministry of Science and Higher Education. The Fourth Congress, for example, in 2017 was co-sponsored and was under auspices of the Chinese embassy, and it was titled How the Silk Road is Changing the World. Adam Maszar is also the member of the Polish-Chinese Friendship Association, and he is an advisor to the Polish Political Science Association. So his influence is multidimensional, and it also reaches the local authorities, as he often attends the meetings where Chinese officials meet the Polish businessmen, meet local officials from the city of Toruń, where the Marszałek Publishing Group is located. He often facilitates contacts between the Chinese officials and Polish officials, and he participates in joint activities. For instance, in October 2019, he was attending, and he was one of the driving force behind the meeting of the director of the propaganda department of the Anhui Province Party Committee, who visited the Marszałek Publishing Group, and who also met the officials from Toruń authorities. In some cases, the officials from Toruń and from the voivodeship authorities travel with Adam Marszałek to China, and they participate in the meetings and in the events that he attends in China. For example, in 2016, Marcin Maksim, director of Investments and Renovation Department of Toruń Municipal Office, was attending some meetings with the Chinese officials devoted to the publishing Marszałek books in Poland, but also about the cooperation on solar power. And that would be all from me.
Thank you very much, Łukasz, for a great.
I would like to add only one conclusion, that in Poland there is free for the in Poland it's free for the Chinese publishing house to operate freely, to publish the books whatever they want, to even the books that include the blatant propaganda. And it is unimaginable for any Polish publishing house to publish the same books that are the books on the Polish views on China in the Chinese market. So there is the way that yesterday we heard also during the discussion, that there should be some balance. There should be that we should change our approach towards China, that should be more about the reciprocity. And I think that we should also consider how the Chinese point of view, how the CPC narrative is being conveyed, is being freely conveyed without any constraints. Because the business of Mr. Marszałek is fully legal, and he operates just like any other publishing house. Thank you very much.